Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's dive into the only 100% accurate power rankings in the entire NFL podcast universe. And as I said earlier, if you want to check out the whole list, go to bleedinggreennation.com. It is there for you, and as well as tons of great stats and information that you put in there every week, BLG.
Should probably touch on the Chiefs stats since we're bopping around all the place here. I mean, they're back in my, well, I had them in top 10. I had them at 10th last week. They come to Philly. The game was a lot more competitive than I guess the final score looked, because it was, you know, close there for a time. The Eagles were down 5, I believe, early in the fourth quarter. And I never got the sense the Eagles were actually going to win that game. It's not like the Chiefs were in serious danger of losing. But, man, that Chiefs defense is terrible. And I know we keep saying that. and it's kind of just like, yeah, but it doesn't really matter because of the offense. And I obviously famously believe that in general. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, it can't be, like, this bad where the Chiefs didn't force a punt in this game. A week, you know, and the Eagles' offense, like, hasn't been a juggernaut, especially recently. Like to allow that production to the Eagles. And I think it's kind of interesting from an East perspective where everyone is like, oh, well, it's a positive game because, you know, the offense bounced back and Jalen Hurts did some good things. And I think there's some truth to that. But I also think you have to, like, consider the level of competition of a defense that, like, can't stop anyone right now. They're just like giving up everything. There's nothing scary about the Chiefs defense. Nothing there makes you go, oh no, we have to worry about that player or that that guy wrecking a game. And it's, you know, it's kind of weird because they have Chris Jones, they have Tyrann Mathieu. Frank Clark has been hurt. They'll get him back. He's overrated anyway. I am glad for making that call when we did our most overrated players in the NFL podcast in the offseason, because I was pretty right about that one. But yeah, I think I have the Chiefs at 9, and obviously Mahomes and the Andy Reid factor is always going to be scary, that part, and the offense is going to be scary, Tyreek Hill, all of that. But I mean, the defense is a big issue, and that's why I only have them 9th here.
It's crazy to me that if from Philadelphia's perspective, you could go into a game, never punt, never turn the ball over, score 30 points, and still lose by double digits, which is, I mean, I don't know how many times you can say that in the history of the NFL. The Chiefs defense is awesome. The Chiefs offense is awesome. I agree with everything you said about the defense. It's crazy to me because I feel like this is what's going to happen, BLG. The defense is going to continue to be bad, and then at some point in the season, they're going to shift to slightly less bad, and they'll just be like, sort of okay, right? The last 2 weeks of the season, they played the Bengals and the Broncos. I could see the Chiefs defense having decent games in those games, and people would be saying, oh, look, they're rounding into form as we go into the playoffs. And it's like, no, they're not. They're not very good. They just get away with it because Patrick Mahomes can throw 5 touchdowns in seemingly every freaking game that he plays, and that's going to be good enough for them.
I think the hope has to be that Clark does come back and get healthy. Charvarius Ward, the starting cornerback, does come back and get healthy. Maybe they make an addition at the trade deadline. Maybe they can trade for someone who kind of gives them a little, not like, you know, amazing difference maker, but like maybe a little bit more of a pass rush because their pass rush stinks, something like that. I think they have to do that, honestly. I think they have to kind of make some kind of move there and be aggressive because it needs help. And they're very much in danger of finishing not in first in the AFC West, much to Sweeney's chagrin.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.